interview skills. That is the topic for today. I'm Mark from onpodium.com. This is Podcast About Podcasting. Let's go. Welcome to episode 4. Today we are shifting gears from technical to tactical. If you do an interview show, you have a hard job. You have to manage the technology, manage the time, and manage another human being. And because that is stressful, most podcasters rely on a crutch. They rely on the list. You know what I mean. You write down 10 questions before the interview. How did you get started? What was your biggest failure? What is your advice for beginners? And during the interview, while the guest is answering question 1, you aren't listening. You are staring at question 2, panic waiting for them to stop talking so you can read it. This results in what I call an interrogation, not a conversation. The guest shares a heartbreaking story about losing their business, and you immediately say, "Wow, cool. So, question number 2, it sounds robotic. It sounds disconnected." The best interviewers, people like Howard Stern, Joe Rogan, or Terry Gross, they don't use a list. They use active listening. So, here's the rule for today. It is called the follow-up rule. For your next interview, I want you to prepare only 3 main topics. That's it. But, for every answer the guest gives, you are not allowed to move on until you have asked at least 1 follow-up question based entirely on what they just said. If they say, "I started my business in 2010, you don't go to the next topic. You ask, "Why 2010? Wasn't that right after the financial crash?" This forces you to listen. You can't zone out because you don't know what your next question is yet. You have to find it in their answer. This creates gold. When you ask the prepared questions, you get the canned answers, the stories they have told on 50 other podcasts. When you ask the follow-up questions, you get the real answers, the stuff they haven't rehearsed. Also, don't be afraid of silence. This is a pro tip. When a guest finishes an answer, wait. Count to 2 in your head before you speak. Often, the guest will feel that silence, think of something else, and keep talking. And usually, the thing they say after the pause is the most honest, vulnerable part of the interview. Don't step on their best moments because you are in a rush to get to question 4. Throw away the list. Listen to the human. That is all for today. Come back tomorrow to hear about episode titles and why nobody is clicking on your show. I'm Mark, and I will talk to you tomorrow.